Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted.
Hey, you. I want today to be the day from this episode that your life changes forever. I need you to feel every word that I say today. And I'm sure you heard these words before, but I need these words to hit different in your soul today. Because today's episode, it's probably the most important episode. I want you to understand this right now. You don't know how much time you have left. You don't have tomorrow. You don't have next year. You don't have next month. What you have is right now. And I want you to truly understand that. We are living on borrowed time. In this game of life, your clock, your time is ticking. Stop living like next year is promised. Stop living like next month is guaranteed. Stop living like you're 100% sure that tomorrow is gonna come. Stop living like you have forever with the people you love. I thought I had forever with my mother. I thought I had forever with my best friend. I thought I had forever with my grandparents. And if this year taught me anything, this year has taught me that forever will come to an end at some point. Stop living like forever doesn't come with an expiration date. I need you to start living in healthy urgency. And the reason I say healthy urgency, because I don't want you to live with anxiety and feel like you have to rush everything. But I need you to live and move with purpose. I need you to live and move with intention. You know, I always think about this. What if God came down and showed us the shot clock, as I call it in basketball, or showed us the time that we have with our life, with ourself, with our spouse, with our kid? There's somebody this year that lost a kid this year that thought they had forever. There's somebody that lost a friend this year. They lost their parents this year. They thought they had forever. And just imagine, and maybe they got the most out of it, right? But I'm making this episode because I want you to get the most out of your relationships. I want you to get the most out of your life. I want you to get the most out of your dream. And I always think about, if God came down and showed me how much time I had left with each person, how would I live? If God showed you, God forbid, but if God showed you that you had a month left, how would you live? If you had a year left with those that you love, how would you live? How would you spend time with them? I tell you right now, when Maya went through her situation this year, it showed me right then that I was like, damn, if this is the end, I wish I would have did more. And it changed my mindset forever, because you don't know how much time you have left in your life, and with the people that you love. So I need you to start living in healthy urgency. Be urgent to create memories. Be urgent to live in the moment, to cherish the moment, to appreciate the moments. Be urgent to get the most out of your life. And I know you hear this, make today count, make today count. And we take it for granted because we take today for granted. We take this second for granted. But I need you to start living in urgency to make every second count. Whether that's creating experiences with those that you love, whether that's giving your undivided attention to people that you care about, whether that's doing the things that are on your heart to do. Because when we don't do those things, I've said this before and I'll say it again, we will live in regret. We will wish we can do the impossible, turn back the hands of time. So in this moment right now, I want you to reflect. I want you to reflect on how you spent your minutes this year. I want you to think about that for a second. How have you spent your minutes this year? How many minutes did you waste? You know, on our iPhones, we have screen time. It shows how much time we spent on apps, how much time we spent on our screen, how much time we spent on things that have entertained us. And we spent a lot of minutes on a lot of things. But what if we had a life screen time where it showed us how many minutes we spent on things that wasted our life? How many minutes we spent this year on things that truly didn't matter? How many minutes this year we spent on things that didn't move our life forward? How many minutes this year did you spend on things, on people that didn't do anything for your life? I thought about that myself. How many minutes this year did you spend on comparing your life? How much time did you spend on comparison? And what has that what has that done for you this year? Just imagine if you spent less minutes on comparison and you spent more minutes on appreciation. How many minutes this year have you spent in pain? How many minutes have you wasted in pain? How many minutes have you wasted in blame? How many minutes have you wasted this year with your life? Because some of us, we spend so much time on things that don't help our life. We spend so much time in procrastination. We spend so much time around people and doing things that don't bring us life, but actually take our life. They don't bring us life, that don't help us feel alive. I need you to get this and understand this. You can't get time back. And I know you understand that. I know you know that, but I need you to understand that. You can't get time back. No matter how rich you are, no matter how much money you have, how much influence you have, you can't get time back. You can't rewind it or get more of it. You got 1,400 minutes a day about. I think it's 1,400 and 40 minutes a day, each day, to sleep, to work, to live life? How are you spending those minutes? Are you spending those minutes worrying about somebody else's life? Are you spending those minutes in things that don't bring you life? Are you spending those minutes comparing your life instead of appreciating your life? Are you spending those minutes judging yourself? Are you spending those minutes in toxic things? How are you spending those minutes? Stop using them on things, those minutes on things that don't help your life. Stop using those minutes. These minutes that we have that are a blessing every single day because they're not guaranteed. Stop using those minutes on things that don't help your life, don't bring you peace, don't bring you happiness, that don't move your business forward, that don't move your life forward. You know, some of us, we spend so much time on things and we spend so much of our minutes on things that literally rob and steal our peace. But if you understood how much time you had left, if you understood truly that in your game of life, your clock, it's ticking. If you truly understood that, if you truly understood that this could be your last year, which I know it's not going to be for you, but if it was, how would you live? Because the truth of the matter is, when we get to this end of life, most people wish they had more minutes. That's the wish. I wish I had more time. I wish I had more minutes to do the things that I love with the people that I love. I wish I had more minutes to create more experiences. I wish I had more minutes to spend time with my children. I wish I was more present. I wish. And the truth is that you can't create more minutes because you wasted so many of them on such unimportant things. That's the number one regret. That's the number one regret. How many minutes cause you pain, drain you, and distract you? I gotta tell you, my friend, stop wasting your life if you are. It can all be over in an instant. So you got to make every minute count. You got to live in that healthy urgency. That urgency to be present with your children. That urgency to forgive and not hold grudges. That urgency to do the things that mean everything. That urgency to give your gifts to the world. That urgency to speak with the things that need to be said. Because a lot of times, man, and you might have experienced this, but I can share it with you. Never leave words unspoken that you want to speak to somebody. Never allow fear or whatever it is to make you not say the things that you want to say, especially healthy words, right? Tell people how you feel about them. Tell people how much you appreciate about them, because what usually happens is that when people pass away, we then say all the things that we wanted to say. We spend time talking to clouds, and we spend time at their services and funerals and saying all the things that we wanted to say that we never said. Say it now. Because one day you'll look back and you'll wish that you did. One day you'll look back and you'll wish that you spent more time. One day you'll look back and you'll wish that you created more experiences. One day you'll look back and you'll wish that you didn't allow judgment and guilt and shame and ego and all those things that keep us from doing and saying the things that we want to do and say. You look back and you'll wish that you can buy some more minutes, some more time to do and say all the things that you love with those that you love. You'll pray for more minutes. You'll wish for more minutes. You'll plead for more minutes. You'll cry for more minutes. And you'll regret not doing the most with those minutes. Please, please, don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. You know, I want you to think about this, and I don't want to put fear in your mind. I don't want to put fear in your heart, but I got to put reality on your mind. And this year, you know, I have this practice that I've started. And to some people, it might seem very eerie, but it's a practice that puts reality in my mind. And this practice is, it helps me think about the end. Even though I don't know when forever is gonna end, but it helps me think about the end. And with the end in mind, it helps me live a more intentional life, a more urgent life, a more purposeful life. But I first think about my household. And I think about that, unless some crazy tragedy happens, somebody in this household is going to have to live without somebody in this household. You know, and if it goes like life is supposed to go, it's probably my youngest daughter that would be the last one that survives. But we know life has its own way of doing things. Then I think about my friends. I think about those that I love and I care about outside this household. I'm like, dang, at some point, someone is going to have to live without someone. And I think about that. And I think about and I ask myself, man, if that day was today with those that I love, what regrets would I have? What regrets would I have? And I write down those regrets mentally. Sometimes I write it physically. And I immediately start working on removing those regrets. So if it's being more present with my children, I do it. If it's saying certain things to people that I love and my friends, I do it. If it's showing appreciation to certain people in my life that I haven't shown them that appreciation and gratitude and thanks, I do it. If you can do this once a week, it will change your life. It will change your relationships. It will change your relationship with others, but most importantly, it will change your relationship with life. And you will stop wasting your minutes and start using your minutes more effectively and more wisely. Get the most out of your life, man. You only get one of these, and I know you know that, but I need you to feel that. And I need you before this year ends to really be intentional with it. And I want you to think about this as a practice as I leave you here today. Every time you realize that you're about to waste minutes, because we're human beings. So if you're about to waste minutes in comparison, you catch yourself spending seconds in comparison, whether it's scrolling on social media, comparing your life, whether it's thinking about somebody else that might have something that you want or doing something that you want, you feel less about it. Every second you spend in comparison, I want you to 10x it, spending minutes in appreciation. So every time a comparison thought comes up, For every second you spend in comparison, I want you to spend a minute, 10 minutes in appreciation. Every second you spend in pain, I want you to spend a minute in power. Every second you spend in judgment, I want you to spend a minute, 10 minutes in loving yourself. Every second you spend in regret, I want you to spend a minute, 10 minutes in rejoice. It's time to be more aware of how you're using your life and how you're living this life. Like I said in every single episode, it all starts with you. If this touched your heart in any way, like always, feel free to share it with somebody. Hit me up on my Instagram, my TikTok, on Facebook, Snapchat, wherever. And just say, I'm not wasting any more minutes, Trent. I appreciate you. It all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture
organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.